Good morning here on KTIC. I'm Chad Moyer. It is time for our Newsmaker segment, and as we usually do here on a Friday, let's bring in Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we talk markets here this morning. And boy, what a ride. I hope you had your seatbelt on here this week, Roy. I'm not even sure where to start, although maybe a good place to start was, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago when we talked about this idea of the old crop market coming together with the new crop market, huh, Roy?
Right, we did that, and we talked about that, and I think it's, most people understand that sooner or later that was going to happen, and, I sure did hope that situation would last until the 1st of August, but, if I knew I would be rich, and, I missed it by about 10 days, and so, yeah, we've seen numbers on the co-op bid sheets that I've never seen before, with corn or beans down $1.30 a bushel yesterday, or day before yesterday, I think it was, and a dollar hit on the basis on old crop beans. So the processors are fixing to tell farmers that they don't need those old crop beans quite as bad as everybody thought they might, and so the price went down.
Yeah, and that's just the dramatic thing. And just this week, I'm doing my own bid sheets. That we do every afternoon. Taking corn from the sevens to the sixes to the fives, all in the same week, and in the soybeans, doing the same thing from 14 to 13 to 12. And that's probably the biggest story, is just how dramatic this. What all happened this week, huh, Roy?
It is, and, it's not the first time we've seen moves like that. I remember back in 1980 when I first started watching the markets, and we had a short crop year like we did last year, and we saw the futures market go limit down like 5 days in a row, maybe not quite that bad, but I'm going to say maybe 4 days and part of a fifth one, and you couldn't sell anything. I mean, that was the kicker, I guess. If there is a bright spot to what's going on now, you can still sell beans and you can still sell corn. Now, no guarantee what it's going to be like Monday, but certainly today there's still the opportunity to make sales if you still got some of that old crop laying around.
I guess all of this volatility, it all took place in the old crop, where we saw the big moves in futures and in the basis. Was it as wild of a week in the new crop, Roy?
No, it wasn't nearly as wild. Some days the new crop was worse than the old crop, but most of the time the new crop held together fairly well. Now, understanding that if you're looking at the cash bids, the new crop bid was 40 under November futures, and the old crop bid was maybe a dollar over the old futures. So you say that held together better, but it never got as crazy as the old crop either, and that's the thing I think that's really tough for a farmer to tolerate psychologically, and that is that we still, even after all the ringer that we've gone through, we still have a pretty good basis, on, especially on a new crop where the beans are 65 under and the corn is 35 under. And, year in and year out, that hasn't been too bad a time to be selling something.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say is, let's put this back in perspective as to what has happened over the last number of years. Is this a time that we, with all this craziness, we just kind of wait and let it pan out, if you will, and see what happens?
I think so. Normally, my typical marketing pattern has me selling out of my old crop grain by the 1st of July, and I got that done this year, and so July and August, we're not normally making any sales. Now, I will say that I've been working some on my long-term charts this week, since I don't have to be in the field all the time. And in most years, somewhere around the middle to the third week in August is a pretty good time to be making sales if you have to take grain to the elevator at harvest time. We have what I call the frost rally, which, you know, may be caused by frost or might be caused by excessive dry weather, but that last 2 weeks in August and first few days in September traditionally has not been a bad time to be pricing some crop that's going to go at the elevator at harvest time.
Sure. Yeah, like you say, and with the corn or the beans planted a little later this year, that may take place, I guess. As we kind of wrap up here, what are the keys? What should we be looking for here after a week like we've had this week?
Well, we still got almost a week to go before it's the 1st of August, and so I hate to get too excited about making sales now, but you do need to watch, you know, and anything that comes down as hard as this soybean market has come down the last 3 or 4 days is probably due for a rebound somewhere along in here. And while typically the long-term charts would say it's probably later, if we would get a 50-cent a bushel rebound in those soybean futures, I'd certainly be willing to take a risk on part of my production. And, you know, it all depends on whether you got storage or not and your cash flow and things like that. But it never hurts to take a profit, especially if you've been getting some of these rains that Cass County has been missing this week.
Sure. All right. For folks that want more information from you, Roy, how can they get it?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com, my website.
All right. Appreciate the information. Thank you much. We'll do it again next week, okay?
Hope for rain this time.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. As we update the markets every Friday morning right here on KTIC, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.